This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
We need to rethink what the border economies are about. You know, the border, Ambassador Coker already told us the universality of borders and how can they can be thought in many ways, can define who we are, our friendships, our economies. They can also be thought as a sign. I was amazed when I first came to San Diego that driving south on the 5, there is not a single sign that says Mexico. It says international border. So you can deny that there is a Mexico a little bit there. Of course, many of those who are here fully embrace the fact that this is a border town, certainly not the majority. It can be a wall with signs about businesses. You know, that is the wall in Tecate. It's a very fickle wall, and that's across from a store called El Buen Queso de Tecate, from the best queso de Oaxaca and queso Menonita de Chihuahua there 3 weeks ago. I was really thrilled about that. And, you know, there is the wall right here in San Diego County. That's from Friendship Park, in right where the ocean meets the wall and meets Mexico. We're very familiar with this picture of crossing into San Diego from Tijuana. Another view of the border, that's crossing the bridge in El Paso Juarez, I think between Chihuahuita in El Paso and Avenida Juarez. But what we have here in the border, too, undoubtedly, are cities. This is a visualization of the cities and the metropolitan regions, the binational metropolitan regions, in the U.S.-Mexico border. If we get closer, we see how this border is actually real. That is Playas de Tijuana, and you can see a line on the bottom of that urban area. And if your sight is good enough, you can even see the little wall going into the ocean. From the Centro Club de Empresarios de Tijuana, you can also see San Isidro and this massive traffic. I heard recently from data, I think, by Ken Morris, I believe, here in San Diego, that there are about 50 million border crossings in this border every year. But these are real cities, and if you look at them close enough, in some places they look, you cannot even see the border. That's El Paso and Juarez. So this, you can, where is the border there? You can barely see it, right? You know, this is one of the neighborhoods in El Paso, the nice neighborhoods. The X on the other side is telling you that Mexico is there. So that's the other side of the border. This is a view of the Tijuana River Estuary from Friendship Park in Playas de Tijuana. That's the beautiful beach on the other side. Empty. If we look on the other side, it is so full of life. It's one of my favorite places here. You should go there. But it is very real, you know. This is a sign also in El Paso Juarez, and you can find these signs in almost every border crossing that we have, whether it's in the cross-border express or in a concrete block in Tijuana Tecate and other places. And these are very human, too. You know, the pink shirt are the uniform of the deported mothers of the Dreamers. So whose children are in the United States at least for a few more months. The guy with the back is a veteran, as many immigrants who have fought wars for the United States, and a few of them have been also deported. He was, by the way, subject of a pardon by Governor Brown. And there are places of division. This is, again, from the U.S. side. The mother of this family is on the other side of the mesh. And this is the family on this side. So there is a lot going on here. There is great pain, great tragedy, but there's also a lot of hope. I would never think, but I think, if I ever get married, I might get married there, by the wall, and there is a wedding there. You can barely see it. And this kind of spirit is really everywhere where we look in our border cities on both sides of the border. This is Tijuana. You know, this is the kind of spirit, creative spirit and embracing what these the communities and the cultures that are here mean. Last Sunday with my colleague Jackie, we were at Mariscos El Pulpo in Barrio Logan, and I told Liz, I have to take a picture of you, not only because you're beautiful, but because you have Cantinflas as a tattoo, right? It is this magical blend of things that is happening here that creates so much opportunity. We see all these, and still we find a very limited border conversation, which is all about optimizing flows. It is about optimizing flows of people, capital, and goods as fast as possible and as securely as possible. That's the big concern that tends to dominate the conversation. And of course, today there is another concern, which is on the Mexican side, it's NAFTA. Flextronics Maquiladora. And this has driven the economic development strategy in Mexico's border cities for decades. And the strategy very often continues to be, let's bring in more boxes. These big boxes which are making things inside. Today, this is called NAFTA. It is also about foreign direct investment and trade, maquiladoras, manufacturing, where the advantage are low wages. And this is really a strategy of growth from the outside. And you can see this physically on the ground in these lands. You see all of those boxes here on both sides of the Tijuana-San Diego border, and you would see the same picture in Juarez. And we know how successful this economic development model has been. It has been undoubtedly very successful, but it has also had many dire consequences that we see also every day across the border. These are the little birdcage homes here in Tijuana. These are abandoned homes for workers in Juarez, close to the maquiladoras, and there are entire neighborhoods like that. And these houses, by the way, are tiny. So you would think twice about living there. I think we would think twice, but many others have no choice. So amidst all of these, we really need a new conversation, and that's what we're here to do today. And the new conversation is about unleashing the creative and economic potential of the U.S.-Mexico border. And this is a strategy that we should call growth from within. How do we mobilize ourselves here in our regions in order to create a new economic dynamic that is not just about bringing in money and more boxes, at least in Mexico, that is not just about optimizing flows, but that is about creating things, an economic dynamic from within. The beautiful thing is that it's already happening. It's happening in Tijuana. That was the opening of Tijuana Innovadora. José Galicot is here with us. Thank you for being here. And Claudia, I think, is here, and Laura. There is the Frontera Founders right here in Tijuana, San Diego, too. Guillermo Mejia, who's a panelist in our first panel, is one of the leaders of this. There is this incredible dynamism happening at the Technology Hub in Juarez and in many other corners and co-working spaces and places on both sides of the border that are making a difference. So in short, the U.S.-Mexico border is place, imagination, and possibility. And that's what brings us together here today. There is this great imagination everywhere. That's the Technology Hub in Juarez. There is a beautiful mural there that speaks about looking to the future and liberating from the border, from the maquiladora. It's happening here in Tijuana in many, many ways. Innova Moda, this great design culture. That's BorderX Brewing here in Barrio Logan, our panelist in the second panel here. And amidst all this, just to finalize, there is one question that we're dealing here today. There is this wonderful racial dot map of the United States. I encourage you to check it out, created by the University of Virginia. You can see it every single part of this country. That's San Diego. And you can see the orange dots are the Hispanic population, which is massive. But if we look at where the innovation economy is concentrated, it's up there. So we have a challenge here and a tremendous opportunity. And that's why I would like to think of the U.S.-Mexico border as the land of the pioneers of the 21st century.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.